This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The parents of Christian Glass will receive $19 million. It's the largest known police settlement in state history. They say they hope to start a foundation to help young people. His dad is optimistic that the required police training due to the settlement prevents similar actions in the future.
If any of them had spoken up and followed their legal duty to intervene, he would be alive.
A proposal to revamp parts of the state's tax system will go before voters this November. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports Governor Polis is set to sign off on the effort today.
The ballot measure, which is expected to be called Proposition HH, would ask voters to approve a complicated series of tax changes. Property tax rates would be lowered, saving some homeowners hundreds of dollars per year. Meanwhile, though, the state would shrink the potential Tabor refunds that go out to an even broader set of Coloradans. That money would help make up for some of the lost property tax revenue. Here's Senator Chris Hansen.
The choice for voters will be relatively straightforward, which is long-term property tax relief. It's a 10-year package. They can rest assured that schools and local services are going to have the money that they need.
Conservatives have critiqued the measure as a way to quietly grow the state budget in the long term. If they pass, the tax changes would expire in a decade. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver mayoral candidates debated last night. Kelly Bruff and Mike Johnson touched on the housing crisis. Johnson says he plans to build more affordable housing.
I've committed a vision to build 25,000 units that are permanently affordable over the next 8 years.
On the other hand, Bruff says,
and this isn't just for affordability, this is also for our environment, for transportation reasons, air quality reasons, water usage. So you'll see my administration really focus on building that more affordable housing, not just rent, but for sale as well.
The candidates debated a handful of other issues impacting the city. The election is June 6th. It's CPR News.